Hi, and welcome to another episode of Our Lively Tribe Podcast. I'm Travis.
And I'm Erin.
And it's been a long time since we've done one of these.
Yeah, pretty long.
Our life's been pretty hectic this last couple of months, to say the least. So
you think we'd have a lot to podcast about, but it just flew by.
It flew by, and our situation was a little weird for podcasting in your parents' kitchen.
Oh, we could have done it.
But I think the last time we podcasted, we talked about how nervous we'd been getting.
Yeah.
About moving into the trailer.
Right. Yeah, and the changes that were going to happen and what the hell we were doing.
And I think that frustration and fear just grew.
Tripled.
It grew and grew. So we moved out of our Rubicon house in Temecula that we'd been in for 4 years.
And it was great. Like I was thinking today, I was like, we didn't leave a situation that we didn't like.
No, we left a situation
we loved. We left a situation we loved, which makes it even crazier that we left that. And I realized today how much I missed it.
Uh-oh.
But that's another topic.
So we moved out of our house and moved in with Erin's parents for a month.
Which was amazing.
To say the least. It was pretty good, though.
It was fine.
Well, I enjoyed it.
No, it was great. My parents are great, and they're so accommodating, and they gave us 2 bedrooms in the house, and one of them was already completely set up with bunks for the boys that they used when they had sleepovers. And then the other room was a guest room. And so, I mean, it couldn't have been a better, more ideal situation. They let us completely take over their house and their garage and just, yeah, make a mess of it for a month. And they laughed it off and they were great.
And that was such a hectic month. The boys were still in school in Temecula and her parents live in Hemet, and it's like, I don't know, 45 minute drive.
Yeah, to school and 4 days a week. And then they did soccer for half of the month. Yeah. So that was crazy as well.
Yes, living our life in Temecula while sleeping in Hemet was no easy task. And I had to rush to finish the trailer.
All those final things you had to get done.
Yeah, I had left all the final pieces that I hadn't wanted to do for the end, of course, so... but we got it all finished and moved into it 2 weeks ago, about.
We're 1 week into the trip.
Yeah, but we stayed in it at Skinner.
Oh, we did.
For a few days.
We did. So, yeah, almost 2 weeks we've been living in it.
How's it been going?
Fine.
We'll go back. So our first stop was in Mammoth. Which we had been like, oh, I can't wait. We're going to first thing right into a forest. It's going to be amazing. And we ended up in like a parking lot.
Yeah, it was an RV park in town that I had just quickly found online. We decided to go with booking something because it's summertime and I was worried we'd get here and everything would just be full. And I'm not ready to boondock.
No.
Right away.
Right off.
Right, yeah. So...
And boondocking is camping just on
off the grid.
Yeah, no electricity, no water, no sewer.
And we're not quite sure how that works, like, legally when it comes to, like, people's property and state land and all of that sort of thing. So we weren't ready to boondock. So I had made reservations at an RV park that I found in Mammoth. And it had a pool, and I'm like, great. You know, our first weekend, the kids can just swim, and we can adventure, and... slowly ease into this, you know, lifestyle, which it still feels like a vacation. So That's weird in and of itself. But
yeah, so we pull into this place and...
half of it's in the trees, in the forest, in camping.
Yep. And the other half is a parking lot. And that's the half that we ended up on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and not only that, it was like... a huge motorcycle race in Mammoth. So not only were we in a parking lot, all of a sudden, all of the bros from from where we live in Temecula appeared at our door.
We're like, wait a second, we just left all of you. Why are you all here? And we have nothing against dirt bike riders. Like, we were once desert people. But it was, we were definitely looking forward to quiet and kind of space, and we ended up with a 40-foot toy hauler parked on top of us with country music blaring out their window. And they were super friendly. They were really nice people, but it was definitely not the atmosphere we were hoping to start in. And it was, yeah, there were just dirt bikes all over revving up, and, you know, they were getting their motorcycles ready for the races. And so they were, you know, tuning them up, and it was so loud and so annoying. I'm so, like, I've done that life, and I just did not need to, like, be back in it.
No, it was not what I had imagined. But we did take advantage of the beauty that Mammoth has, for sure.
Yeah. So we escaped. We would leave for
day trips every day, I think.
Yeah. Well, then we did, you know, 2 days, and we moved our trailer up a little further away from, you know, all of the dirt bikes. And granted, they were still right there, but we were close to the park where we could see the kids, and close to the woods, and not so much in a parking lot, still sort of in a parking lot, but it was definitely better.
Yeah.
And our neighbors weren't, you know, they didn't have dirt bikes with them, so it was a little quieter.
Yeah.
But we did. We escaped. And so our first day, we went to
Convict Lake.
Convict. I want to call it, like, criminal or something like prison lake. Because it's, I don't know, convict makes me think of.
Yeah. So we went, and they suggested, like, a simple hike to start with kids. And it was. It was awesome. We went on a little hike and got to get down to the water, which the kids were just, like, so excited to be in such a place, I would say.
Yeah, they were great. As we were walking onto the trail, these two older women were leaving, and one had a hiking stick, and so she gave it to Jake, and Jake was super stoked about that. So that was awesome. And then I carried Trenton on my back the majority of it, which was fine. He was great. Another, you know, extra 30 pounds is good exercise, so I didn't mind. And yeah, that was a good hike. And by the time we got down to the water, the boys were like, I want to go fishing.
I know, so excited about fishing. So we hiked back and got our poles, and that excitement quickly fell flat while we sit there not catching anything.
Yeah. Well, and we happened to try, like, middle of the day. It was hot out. The fish weren't, I mean, that's not when you fish. So it was fun for the boys, though. They got to cast out, and they weren't disappointed. They were fine. And when I said, okay, let's just go back and you guys can swim at the campground, they were like, yay. So they didn't really care.
Yeah. But how do you think living in the trailer's gone as a whole?
As a whole, it's been great. I mean, we haven't had any, like, big issues, knock on wood.
And we're surrounded by wood in this trailer, so
that's we are. Easy. No, I mean, I think we're adjusting fine. It's hard because where we are right now, you have to keep everything inside because of bears. And so, like, the cooler is in the trailer, and the dog food container is in the trailer, and the trash can's in the trailer. And that takes up so much space because there's not a lot of space to begin with.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice when we can leave that outside.
Yeah, I'm turning nervous about leaving it in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
I don't want them breaking into the truck.
And there's no food in the cooler. It's just drinks.
Yeah.
But the dog food for sure. You know, it all has to stay in here with us. And so that just takes up a lot of space. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, I'm still trying to find places for some things that are just out. We have stuff still that we probably don't need that we could eventually get rid of. But it's, you know, it's not been too bad. The boys have been good about picking up their stuff. And
it's kind of what I've noticed is the same things that frustrated us at home are the same things that frustrate us living here.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that ultimately just comes down to dealing with children.
Yeah, pick up your shoes, pick up your iPad, put your things away, you know, like constantly, like, why is your towel on the floor? Why is your clothes on the floor? Why? Yeah.
The bickering and the tantrums, which are all things that we dealt with every single day at home anyways.
Right.
Except now we got to see a beautiful lake and then come back and deal with bickering.
Yeah, or a three-year-old throwing a tantrum and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard, too, because we're in campgrounds, and so, you know, a lot of our neighbors are retired, and they're traveling, yes. and they're enjoying sitting outside, and the couple next to us right now are watching TV outside. And
while Trenton's crying over Trenton's dinner.
Screaming, and it's just, and having a meltdown, and I always feel so bad, but at the same time, like, they know, like...
They didn't seem bothered.
No, and we're not screaming at our kids, either, and I think that's another thing that I'm... have to be better at, because we are in such close quarters with other people, so I can't yell as much here.
But I think when we lived in the Rubicon House in Temecula, everyone could have heard every single moment of us, because those backyards echoed so much.
They did. They were really hilly.
So it's kind of funny. Like, we weren't so cautious of it then when everyone could hear it, but
yeah,
now we try to be.
Yeah, how do you think it's going?
I think it's getting easier. I think the, like you said, the idea that this isn't just a vacation trip,
right,
is a weird, weird adjustment. Because it still feels like, okay, it's time to go home.
Well, and your cousin Kelsey, who's doing this traveling as well, told me yesterday, she said that they're a month in, I think, and it still feels like a vacation to her. So she's like, I'm not sure when that changes.
Yeah, when does it become just lifestyle instead of what it feels like now, which is just you're waiting for it to end.
Right. Yeah, it's a weird.
Yeah, it's a weird spot to be in at this moment.
And then we have moments when we were like, when we were driving to this location and we're just in complete awe. We're like, oh my gosh, like this is what we're doing. Like we did it. This is our life now.
And we're seeing like the most beautiful views ever. Like I'd never imagined that the forest was so grand up here.
And it's funny because I still think like, you know, we easily could still be doing this as like a summer trip. You know, like, okay, 3 months this summer, we're going to travel, and then we'll go back home and, you know, get back on our routine again.
Yeah, I think that's when school year comes around, and that will really set in, like, okay, it's becoming winter now. And
I think that's when it's going to, like, reality hits, is when we don't send the boys back to public school and their charter school. You know, we actually are... you know, starting school in the trailer and getting on a school routine. And that, you know, when all of my friends are posting, you know, first day of school pictures with their kids, it's going to be super bizarre that we're going to be doing that here in the reality of not sending them to school.
Yeah, that's weird. So like I think, first day school, you know, pictures and all of those things, it's going to be, which we still should do.
Well, I already printed, like, the pictures, the paper that they hold up that says, you know, my first day of second grade and my first day of fourth grade. And so I've printed those because I still want to do that because they are going to still do school.
But it's a perfect example of the unschooling was the other day when we went to Mono Lake in Mammoth and walked through the museum. And the boys were both, like, so fascinated with it.
Yeah, we're lucky that the big boys do love learning. Like, they absolutely love to learn new things.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's interesting with them.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, we talked about it then, like, well, this is unschooling. Like, they're learning right now. And Bryce will read things and then come over and tell me them, because I don't even take the time to read them.
Right. So
it's pretty, it'll be pretty fun to really start doing that. For a purpose, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, now we're sitting on our bed in our trailer. I don't even know what city we're in.
I know you did not do very good research on this last drive.
No, I have no idea.
We got in the car in Mammoth. And I said, all right. And you started driving. I'm like, do you know where you're going? And you're like, nope, not a clue. And I was like, okay. Well, do you need some direction? What should I do? Like, I knew where we were going, but I didn't know which route you wanted to take. Like, you hadn't even sat down and looked at that. And I was kind of like,
Yeah, we'll have to change that up.
Why? Why should we change that up? Please explain why.
I'm not sure. I think we may have missed a turn somewhere.
So we're driving and it's just like windy roads up these cliffs in these mountains, and it's gorgeous. And we're kind of lost in the beauty of everything. But I also, and then we had no cell phone service. And so when you're looking on maps on your phone,
all we had known is at one point, it's like, okay, we're on this for 16 miles. But I didn't think to really pay attention to the odometer.
No, he didn't pay attention at all, because at one point I was finally like, honey, I think we've gone too far. I think we should have turned a while ago. And you're like, we're fine. It's an adventure, blah, blah, blah. And you like blew me off. And I was like, okay, Aaron, like, don't freak out. Calm the heck down. Like, it's an adventure. We have all day. Travis isn't freaking out. I'm not going to freak out. Until suddenly he's like, so where should we have turned?
Well, that day started getting shorter very quickly, and sunset was approaching us.
Yeah, and
so when we finally did get cell phone reception.
Yeah, I suddenly got cell phone reception. So I looked up where we were, and we were so far past where we should have been. And I was so frustrated, because I was kind of like, if you would have acknowledged my, like, concern. Anxiety and concern earlier, we could have fixed this problem, but no, but you're like, we're fun, we're an adventure, I have a beard and a flannel, we're in the mountains, life is good. Like, so annoying.
Not a beard. The beard will come.
So annoying. But so then you got like frustrated and realized that we needed to turn around, and
we figured it out.
We did. And then you saw that I was getting upset over it because I was frustrated, and then you like talked me down.
Yeah,
like, it's fine, it's fine.
So we ended up being like 2 hours out of the way.
Yeah,
so our 3.5 hour trip turned into like a 6 hour trip,
and we ended up driving up the steepest,
yes,
curvy hills. I cannot believe like we made it up towing the trailer, like, shocking.
Yeah, I was like 180 degree turns at like a 10% grade. It was intense, and I was worried, and
I realized at one point I was gripping the windowsill, like the window in the car, like so hard. I was like, okay, gotta relax. Like,
and the truck, thank God, did amazing towing the trailer, and so it's been great so far. It's been heating up a little bit coming up the steep grades, but cools right down the second it can. So far, so good.
Knock on wood.
So, it's been an adventure.
So now we're in Pollock Pines, and we're about 40 minutes from South Lake Tahoe and about 40 minutes from Sacramento. So, in the middle of there. And I love Lake Tahoe. I grew up going there as a kid. I think I went like 4 or 5 summers in a row to visit my aunt and uncle who had a house on the lake. And so I'm really excited to get out there with the boys and with Travis and to kind of show them what we used to do and where we used to go. And so that'll be fun. We'll do a day trip out there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never spent any time in Tahoe, so it will be pretty cool to see what everyone talks about.
Yeah.
See how blue that water really is.
It's awesome. It's really cold, but oh, we have a kid. Go get in bed.
I'm sure they can hear every word we're saying.
Oh yeah, we're in very close quarters.
But so that's been the trip so far.
Yep. And as far as living in the trailer and being on any sort of schedule, I was worried we'd sleep in really late and be lazy, and I don't feel like that's been the case. Like, we're up by 6:30 or 7, and
yeah, it's hard to keep a trailer dark when when it's supposed to have light coming in.
Yeah.
So it brightens up, and once the light's on, it's on.
And we've done pretty late nights. We don't have a strict bedtime with the boys. They're pretty tired from all the swimming and activities during the day. So Trenton definitely is easy to fall asleep at night. Except for last night. He was wild.
Well, we sat in the car all day.
That's true. So he was crazy last night.
But so that's it so far. Anything else we should cover? No?
Nope.
Are you sure? Have we been very annoyed at each other? As she rolls her eyes. Like,
oh my gosh, look at that huge bug. Oh my gosh.
It's fine. It's just a bug.
Oh, get it out. Oh my god, it's going to get in my hair.
Oh, jeez.
Stop it. Travis, go. Stop. Stop. Don't put it near me.
Oh. Yeah.
I love being outdoors.
Yeah.
I just don't like the outdoors. No, that's weird since we are traveling. But that's a huge bug. I don't do bugs like that. I just think of them buzzing in my ear. Makes me want to, like, freak out. My hero.
Oh, yes.
All right.
All right. Until next time.
Good night.
Good night.